That game yesterday and also the game against Northampton should give us a confidence. I think told him we get not judged and measured for the cup competition this season. That's a bonus. We will be judged on the league. We put a lot in last night, also going 120 minutes physically, but also psychologically a lot. We have to find a way to grind out the result on Saturday because our recovery time is a day shorter than Scunthorpe, and that will be tough considering our depth in the squad, but the character the boys have shown, I think it's possible that we can get the result.
And football being football, last night against the team you formerly managed, and on Saturday, Graham Alexander's first return to Highbury.
Yeah, this is sometimes destiny, and Graham did a very good job in his football club. He's now managing football club who has ambitions to win promotion, considering their budget compared to our ones. That is a benchmark when you want to go up, in the playoffs, and they've been last season very close, and this season they are really force to be reckoned. But we have shown with our players, with our style of play, and with the ideas we put forward, that we can cause any opposition problems, and we are home and we want to win home, and we want to get off the mark with 3 points.
They've started well, 2 games, 2 wins, and they have a striker in form in Kevin Van Veen.
Yeah. That is what you get when you pay the dosh. So they have a very experienced team. Players who, being part of promotion winning teams, being part of championship teams, they have a very, very much strength in depth in the squad. They can rotate, and they always have a high level of quality out on the pitch. So that is what I just meant with. That is a team to be reckoned over the length of 9 months. That will obviously pay dividends.
You made some changes last night. The players who came in, have they staked a claim for a place on Saturday?
It's very important that the players learn how I think and how I tick. It's also important that our supporters and the media understand how I tick. For me, football is a squad game, especially when you're having a fixture list like we have in the Football League. I know my team. Who could be when we have a playoff final tomorrow, who would start? But we also have to rotate at certain games. We have to, especially in the way we want to play with high energy and quick transition and pressing. So we need to refresh certain areas on the pitch, and that is why even when you play, have a good game, even when you have 5 good games, that is not necessarily means that you're starting the next one. Sometimes it's psychologically better to play. Let them play. Sometimes, because of the advices of medical staff and fitness staff, it's maybe better to let them come from the bench. So that is how we think. For us, it's football, a team sport, a squad game. And I can't tell you now how many changes we will make for Saturday, because I don't know at that moment in time. I watched this morning 2 games of Scunthorpe. We're starting to discuss our game plan. By tomorrow afternoon, we know more.
Finally from me, you've talked about depth. Are you close to bringing people in to give you some depth?
We're working on certain things. That's all what I can tell you. In where we are now, end of the transfer window, more and more players comes available for loan or also permanent. The prices will fall. What is for us, for our club, very important that we recruit in our budget. We're working intensively on 1 or 2 scenarios. Will they come off? I can't promise you, because we are not the only club in the market for that sort of players. But I'd be confident with the effort Andy, Greta and Steve put in, that we'll be in the end successful.